from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Top intelligence official says there's no doubt about it, the Russians were guilty of hacking. The top U.S. intelligence chief said he's more than convinced than ever that Russia used cyber attacks to meddle in last year's presidential election. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Intelligence Director James Clapper told senators the Obama administration's report on Russian cyber snooping will be issued next week and will leave no doubt about Moscow's intent to impact the November election.
This was a multifaceted campaign, so the hacking was only one part of it, and it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John McCain, has labeled Russia's cyber attacks an act of war, but one the United States invited by letting its guard down. Donald Trump tweeted Thursday he is a big fan of U.S. intelligence, but the president-elect has questioned the need to receive classified briefings and repeatedly dismissed the intelligence community's conclusions on Russian hacking. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Now, Russia is beginning to draw down its military resources in Syria. Military Chief Valery Gerasimov said Friday, in accordance with the decision of the Supreme Commander of the Russian Armed Forces, Vladimir Putin, the Russian Defense Ministry is beginning the reduction of the armed deployment to Syria. Moscow has been a key ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's devastating civil war. Police in Bangladesh today say they've shot and killed two suspects in last year's brutal attack on a cafe in Dhaka. While Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, officials said the attackers were members of the group Jamaat-ul-Mahajideen Bangladesh. This is VOA News. At least nine people were killed when a car bomb exploded in a coastal town in Syria. It was the first such explosion reported since a new ceasefire was implemented last week. The ceasefire excludes extremist targets, including rebel-held territory on the outskirts of Damascus. Leaders of ethnically divided Cyprus will resume reunification talks on Monday after negotiations broke down last month. The Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot leaders agreed to meet in Geneva to discuss the state of the negotiations and to exchange views on how to move forward in the interest of reaching a comprehensive settlement as soon as possible. Talks are aimed at drafting an agreement on how much territory each side will control in an envisioned federation. The past week has seen Gambian President Yahya Jammeh's rhetoric grow increasingly defiant and hawkish as his government clamps down on dissent. Ricky Shryock has more for VOA from Dakar.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has continued to dig in his heels with less than 2 weeks to go before the scheduled inauguration of President-elect Adama Barrow. Jammeh has shut at least three private radio stations, and according to local news sites, authorities have arrested people wearing T-shirts with the slogan, Gambia has decided, a known statement of Barrow supporters. The head of the Electoral Commission fled to neighboring Senegal after Jammeh said in his New Year's address the elections chief had falsified results. Jammeh added that no one would cheat him. It was seen as a veiled threat. Ricky Shryock, Dakar.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Japan has temporarily recalled its ambassador to South Korea because of a statue of a comfort woman installed in front of the Japanese consulate in the South Korean city of Busan. Comfort woman is a euphemism for women across Asia who were forced to provide sex to Japanese soldiers during World War II in frontline brothels. A Japanese official said Friday the placement of the statue was extremely regrettable. He said Japan was also halting economic discussions with South Korea and suspending talks on a new currency swap arrangement. Toyota stock fell 2% in early trading today after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter that the Japanese automaker faces a big border tax if it goes ahead with plans on a new plant in Mexico. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga refrained from making a comment on the Trump tweet, but told reporters that Mr. Trump is a seasoned businessman and knows what is best for the industry. Toyota in Japan had no comments beyond what it released in the U.S., which did not directly address Mr. Trump's tweet. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.